Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. It reads, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." Here we have a second reference to leadership in the chapter. Earlier in verse 7, the writer has asked them to remember their leaders. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you, consider the outcome of their way of life, and imitate their faith. In that verse, they're urged to look back to leaders who were there in the past, and it's implied that perhaps not now with them, perhaps have died. The focus of the attention here is the present leaders, the ones that they now have, and the attitude that they should have towards their leaders and the responsibility they have to them. He says, obey them. Other translations, most, have also obey. The most recent NIV translation has a slightly different take on it. It says, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority. So is it confidence? Is it obedience? Well, perhaps the emphasis should be on the second part of that phrase, submit to their authority. Both translations have it the same way there. It seems that there may be a problem in that church of people who aren't respecting the current leaders as much as they respected the previous leaders. And the problem may be, perhaps not all the leaders are as faithful as the previous ones, but the members themselves have a responsibility to help their leaders to carry out their responsibilities well. If this church is drifting, and it seems like it is, then at least in part of the solution is to honour the leaders, to encourage them, to inspire them, to help them, so that they can lead the church out of the spiritual fog they've got into. It's true that in the Bible, not all leadership was good. The Old Testament provides examples of kings like Hezekiah in 2 Kings 18 or Josiah in 2 Kings 22, who set a very good example as spiritual leaders. And yet there are, well, perhaps even more examples of not such good leadership. That's a shame, but it doesn't negate the fact that leadership is necessary for the people of God to progress and stay on a straight path. Paul and Titus put great energy into leading people on the right path, and Paul put great energy into training Timothy and Titus, and we can learn a lot from that. We do need leadership. We need leadership to move forward, and we need leadership to help us stay outward focused. And the leaders are accountable, primarily to God first, before their congregations, of course. Certainly accountable to their congregations, as men must give account to the people they lead, but I think the sense here is much more men who must give an account to God. They operate a bit like a shepherd or like a sentry. Isaiah 62 and Ezekiel 3:17 and other passages in the Old Testament and the New talk about this responsibility. So what's the responsibility of those who are being led? Obey them, it says. Obey the word, I think, preached by those people particularly, and submit to their authority, submit to them in their function of leading people to God. Of course, there is mutual submission in a church, Romans 12:10, Galatians 5:13, and other passages. However, it is vital that for a church to be healthy, that there is that the members see a responsibility to encourage their leaders. I like the New Living Translation of this section here, where it says, give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow. That would certainly not be for your benefit. What can you do today to encourage those who lead you? Next time, we'll go on to verse 18. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, just type mccx into the search bar, look under podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.